Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you this morning. This is Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries, commanding your morning. We are so grateful that you tuned in with us today and to us today. I hope you invited someone to be with us. I hope that you are texting someone to be with us. I hope that you have tweeted someone to be with us on today. We are excited that God has blessed us to see yet another day. This is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So I am just glad and honored that you came to be with us on today. And what I'm really going to be praying for and entering into the Holy of Holies for is the fact that had been looking at the shootings and things, because we have had so many tragedies over the past week or 2 weeks, name it, it has happened. But just over this past month, I'm even going to say, but I did lose a cousin to one of those shootings just this time last Saturday. And his nickname, people called him, his name is Glennell Fairley. And I'm just, I guess, a little shaken still. But everyone called him the shining example. But last week he was shot while playing basketball over in Ogden Park. And so that has been also a sensitive area and subject matter. I'm very concerned about the young people being shot and killed along with him, you know, Emmanuel. There was also a 15-year-old with him who was shot. We thank God the 15-year-old lived. But my cousin, Glennell, did not. He was just a role model. He was even called in by Mayor Emmanuel one time and Magic Johnson to go and speak with them for an engagement. And it's just unfortunate that so many lives are being wasted. So many lives are being taken by the enemy. And I know that some of these are untimely deaths, plain and simple. And we need to be on the wall. We need to be praying. So I am going to be going into, you know, the Holy of Holies to pray for all of the victims. The funeral is today. As fast as I get off of Blog Talk, I will be having to get ready for that funeral. And I'm asking you all to pray for me and my family, the Hooper Davis Fairley family. Those are the three names. And lift us up in prayer, because there's so much going on and none of us knows if we'll make it to tomorrow. We know what we pray for, but the enemy comes, what, John 10:10, but to kill, steal, and destroy. So, we are going to be going into our comprehensive prayer in just a moment. But like I said, if you haven't invited anyone on yet, please tweet them, text them, call them, Facebook them, email them, whatever is necessary, and let them know we are live right now. We can be on your phone right now. So, yes, glory be to God. I am going to get ready to do my first prayer, the introductory prayer. And this is going to be a prayer that I'm going to aim at protection, that God would just cover us and give us a hedge of protection. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, first and foremost, God, to forgive us of every sin, Father, every trespass, Father, every iniquity, every unclean, unrighteous thing that we have done, Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, sins that we know about, sins that we didn't know about, show them to us, Lord God, so we don't do it again where we may offend someone accidentally. We don't know, but Lord God, don't let us walk in a spirit of error. Don't let us walk in a spirit of confusion. But Lord God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus. I am asking you, Lord God, to execute divine judgment even against the satanic, the demonic activities, and help us war in the spirit of Elijah, Lord God, that we don't continue to keep losing loved ones. We don't continue to keep losing family members, students, youth, neighbors, black men, white men, it doesn't matter, your men. We are all your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you to bind up Satan's evil, demonic, lying God, tormenting spirits, every strong man linked to these spirits and their works, Lord God, the roots, the fruits, and the tentacles, God, in the name of Jesus, any addictions or bad language, Lord God, that children use today, bind it up, the conniving spirits of depression and oppression, discouragement, God, in the name of Jesus, the fears that they feel, God, please, Lord God, I'm asking you to bind them right now as we have the keys to the kingdom. We have the authority, Lord God. You said whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to do that thing where they are feeling spirits of illness and sickness. I've been running across people asking me to pray for mental illness, Lord God, in the family members, in children, grandchildren, cousins, nieces, whoever it is, Lord God, mental illness has snuck in the kingdom, oh God, and the kingdom has suffered violence, but we're going to take violence back by force, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we bind up every spirit of lust and pride and insomnia, Lord God, disease and disorder in the name of Jesus, premature death, no more premature death, Lord God, all these deaths, Lord God, that the kids are suffering, that we are suffering, the spirits of death, oh God, that are not like you, that you haven't ordered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, be with us in the name of Jesus. Father, bless the loved ones to be pillars and to be cornerstones to help their loved ones and their children and nieces and nephews to grow in the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind up the spirit of disorder and afflictions and viruses and infections, inflammations. Lord God, I'm getting text messages, oh God, that people are they are suffering back disorders, back pains and spasms, Lord God. I'm asking you to bind up every spirit of bulging disc, herniated disc, torn disc, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us walk in healing, Lord God. Let us walk in the divine alignment of the children's bread, Lord God. We get to eat of the children's bread. So move by your spirit today, O God. Have thine own way in the name of Jesus. Lord God, have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. moving by your spirit. I'm asking you, Lord God, to have thine own way, even, oh God, when it comes down to this spirit where there has to be a power trip. This is where some of this is coming from. Some people feel like they need to power trip and be overbearing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and show who they are by using guns and weapons and cars running over people. God, we bind up that spirit, that mental disorder, Lord God, in their minds, that psychotic, lunatic spirit. We bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, have thine own way right now, God. Have thine own way, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we need you. And we need you to move quickly. We need you to pull down the strongholds. We need you to cast down the vain imaginations, oh God. We need you to have the spirit of the living God to fall afresh upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Araboshanda, Aralalabosha, move by your spirit, God. We destroy all demonic covenants in the name of Jesus. The contracts and chains and fetters, oh God, the bondages, oh God, the captivities, Lord God, that are contrary to your will, that hinder your will, that oppose your will, oh God, and the destiny for our lives and these young people's lives that have been taken, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you will liberate us from generational and satanic and demonic alliances. Do it right now, God. Allegiances and soul ties, spirits of inheritance that have been passed down, oh God, from generation to generation, sickness from generation to generation, psychotic nervous system type, respiratory type and cancer type diseases. We bind it up now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, put a hedge of protection around us right now, God. Free us from all influences passed down from one generation to another, whether it be biologically, oh God, whether it be emotionally, whether it be socially, oh God, whether it be spiritually, or any other channel or vehicle unknown to us, oh God. But Lord God, we're known to you. You know everything. You know before we know, oh God. And so we resist every other spirit that acts as a gatekeeper or a vehicle to try to destroy us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would renounce and denounce further conscious or unconscious associations that we have where spirits leap from one person to another, or any other allegiance where spirits leap and attach themselves from one person to another, in the name of Jesus. We bind it up right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Open us up, God, to divine deliverance today, Lord God. Lift us up today, oh God. Encourage our hearts, oh God. Let our minds be in Christ Jesus, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way now, oh God. Perfect those things concerning us in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to move by your spirit, to have thine own way, oh God, right now in Jesus' mighty name. We command these things. We command it now in the mighty name of Jesus that you break every chain and every fetter, and that we have a hedge of protection over our minds, over our spirits, over our bodies, over our possessions, over our family members, over our children and our finances and our ministries today. We command our day to be that of peace, O God. We command our day to be that of joy, O God, to be that of encouragement, God, to be that of prosperity. We command our day according to Job 38, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Order our steps. Word our mouths, oh God. Let us have keen discernment. Let us hear your voice, oh God. And then may we obey everything, oh God, that you have to say to us. Let us obey the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the living God, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify you, oh God, and we give you the praise. Hallelujah. Glory in Jesus' name.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. Great every change. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power, there is power
in the name
of Jesus. We are
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah. Do you hear the chains falling? Do you hear the yokes being destroyed? Do you know that God looses things in the spirit realm? All you have to do is speak it. All you have to do is denounce it. All you have to do is renounce it. We have the power. Why? Because it's life or death in our tongue. What do you choose to speak on this day? What type of authority do you wish to walk in on today? Command your day of joy. Command your day of righteousness. Command your day of liberty. Command your day of prosperity. Command that you are healed in your body. Command that you are healed in your mind and your soul and your spirit. Command that your children are saved. Your grandchildren are saved. Your nieces, your nephews are saved. We have that authority because God can break, destroy every yoke and every chain. Oh, that woman of God, Tasha Kahal. She's all right with me. I love her song, saints of God. I love it. I love it. I'm asking you all to invite someone to us. We still have another 30 minutes to be on radio this morning to pray for you. And if you have a prayer request, just go ahead on. Text it to us at 847-942-9979. Or if you have not invited someone to like our Facebook page, please do it. We are SMFC Global Prayer Warriors. We are on the wall at least 5 times a week in unity for you, for someone around you, on behalf of you. We are doing it. We don't just pray for ourselves. We pray for others when we come together. So we invite you to like our page. Go to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. We are also on Twitter. Some people are tweet people. Okay, that's fine. Not a problem. We are moving in destiny on Twitter. You can even follow our tweets. Get encouraged by tweets. Have scriptures sent by tweets. Hallelujah. But we are on the wall to try to encourage. One day it might be you. See, people don't understand that you can't just always be selfish, or you should never be selfish. You don't know when it's going to be your time that you lose a family member, that you lose a job, or your car might get stolen or repossessed, whatever. But the enemy strikes in whatever way he chooses, and you want prayer. Well, this is why we're here. It's not for selfishness. We don't pray for ourselves on the line. We're praying for you. And I'm getting ready to do another prayer. We had our hedge of protection, but now I want to shatter some strongholds off of other people on today. And I'm just asking you to draw your mind in. I'm asking you to just get focused. I'm asking you right now to allow God to enter into your heart. Let there be no other activity going on around you, because we need to go in the unity of faith. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus Christ, as already said, forgive us of our sins and our trespasses, God, with the blood of your precious Lamb, Jesus Christ. Lord God, cleanse all our loved ones, not just me, but cleanse us, Lord God, from all unrighteousness. Lord God, Heavenly Father, by the power of Jesus Christ, we bind up spirits, Lord God, of strongholds on people, oh God, that try to grab onto their thoughts and their feelings and their emotions and their hearts, their souls, Lord God. But Lord God, I ask that you, in the name of Jesus, bind their feet to the paths of righteousness, so that their footsteps would be ordered of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Bind them to the work of the cross, Lord God, with your mercy, your love, your forgiveness, and make them die out to themselves, Lord God, so that they would live in you in the mighty name of Jesus. We lose every old, wrong, ungodly pattern of attitude or ideas and thinkings, Lord God. Every spirit of disbelief and unmotivation, God. Every habit that is not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. And the behavior from them, Lord God, we tear down, we smash, God. We destroy, we crush every stronghold associated with these things. But we loose any stronghold in their life that has been justifying and protecting those hard feelings, oh God, against anyone, that unforgiveness spirit against anyone, Lord God, fear and distrust that they have from anyone, Lord God. Bring families together. Bring friendships back together. Restore marriages. People are married but sleeping in separate rooms or separate houses or whatever the case may be, Lord God. As long as they're still married, oh God, we bind up the spirit of conflict. We bind up the spirit of argument. We bind up the spirit of disunity, and we bring unity. We bring truth. We bring your word into those marriages, oh God. Loose the power and the effects of deception and lies off the people, God. They're walking around believing lies. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you from that in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of confusion and blindness of the enemy off their minds that has kept them from seeing the word and the scripture, and some children that have been christened and given back to you from birth, Lord God, have strayed away, have gone away, have went away. Lord God, bring their feet back over to the path of righteousness. Bring their feet back over to the path of truth and your word, oh God. May they hunger and thirst after righteousness, oh God, that they may be filled in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, Abashanda. We magnify you, oh God, Haraboshata. We love you today, oh God. Lord God, we crush and we smash and we dismantle all generational bondages in the mighty name of Jesus. Those spirits that have confused them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, causing them to make mistakes, causing them to go in areas they should not be treading upon. In the name of Jesus, we bind up those strongholds off of them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy them right here and right now. Oh God, we curse any spirits even off of our children's children, meaning the children we haven't even seen yet, unborn children, our children's children's children. Lord God, may they walk in righteousness. May they walk in truth. May they walk in peace. May they walk in joy. May they walk in the liberty of you. Why? Because they're obeying the word. Why? Because they chose salvation instead of the streets. Why? Because they chose to live right instead of living the satanic way. In the name of Jesus, we speak that to our children's 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 children, God, for generations to come. In the name of Jesus, we take back our children today. We take back the streets today. We take back the communities today. We take back our city today. We take back our state today. We take back, Lord God, the world today. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, then will you hear from heaven, and you will hear the land, heal the land. So, Lord God, there is no reason why the land cannot be healed if the people turn from their wicked ways. So we speak, Lord God, that the world over in France will even turn from their wicked ways in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bring them into a humble state. Bring them into a forgiving state. Bring them into a state of obedience. Align them with your word. Bring the government into alignment, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, the president or the senate or the congressman, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you said we have a charge to pray for authorities over us, a charge to pray for our leadership, oh God. And that is what we do on this day, oh God. We believe that skillful and godly wisdom will be entered into the hearts of our world leaders today, oh God, and that they will do your will, not obeying the will maybe of consultants, oh God, who don't have your heart. But we speak, Lord God, that all the world leaders will do your will and that they will have the hearts and the ears to be attentive to your spoken words, to your counsel, to your wisdom, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, make the women and the men of your integrity stand up. Don't let them be afraid because they're walking in political arenas. But, Lord God, give them that Holy Ghost boldness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they may lead a quiet and a peaceful life in all godliness and all honesty, in all truth right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the wicked world leaders shall be cut off. They're going to be rooted out, their fruits and their tentacles. There will be nothing left in the dirt of them, no tracks, no residue, no traces that they were there, oh God, because you're going to till the ground. You're going to break up the fallow ground, Lord God, and you're going to clean out the dirt, and you're going to plant seeds, Lord God, according to truth. You're going to plant seeds, Lord God, according to righteousness. You're going to plant seeds, Lord God, according to your word. You're going to plant seeds, Lord God, that will raise up prophets and teachers and evangelists and apostles and pastors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let us do what it is that you've commanded us to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus, which is Psalms 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. In the name of Jesus, let that word resonate in their hearts. Let that word resonate in their spirits. Make France be still right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Make Turkey be still right now, in the name of Jesus. Make Chicago, Illinois, be still right now. Inglewood especially, oh God, be still. Know that God is God, and he will be exalted among the heathen, and that he will be exalted in the earth, in the name of Jesus. We command it because we have the authority to command it, in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph today, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is what we command, that the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. In the city, what, of our God. This is the city of our God. Lord God, we just lift up all the cities and the states of the world, oh God. May they be still and know that you are God. May they have hunger and thirst, God, after your righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask that you will bring your people together. May we assemble ourselves, those of us who have gone astray and doing our own thing, oh God. Don't let us walk in that. Don't let us walk in division, but bring unity amongst the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. Draw us together. We rebuke and bind up division. We rebuke and bind up segregation, in the mighty name of Jesus. But move by your spirit, oh God, Have your way today, oh God. We love you today, dear Jesus. Oh God, we just bless your name. Lord God, we just love you, merciful Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, oh God. We command it right now that we are covered from any backlash. We are covered from any retaliation by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now. And I decree that it is so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, wonderful Savior. Saints of God, I thank you once again for tuning in. I thank you for drawing your minds in a prayer. I thank you for having a spirit of prayer. That's what I speak over you. That's what I release upon you in the name of Jesus, that you will have a spirit of prayer, that you will have a spirit of love, that you will have a spirit of encouragement, that you will have a spirit of joy, hallelujah. I command that you will have a spirit of prosperity even. Everything that you touch will turn into gold. That God will prosper your hands in the name of Jesus. I speak that the jobless will have jobs in the name of Jesus. Those who are supposed to be entrepreneurs will be entrepreneurs because God is releasing the order. God is releasing the instruction, and you will obey in the name of Jesus. I speak that the people will walk in their predestined positions of God, whether that's to be an evangelist, whether that's to be a teacher, whether that is to be a pastor, a prophet, or an apostle. Get up right now. Walk in your preordainment of God. Walk in the order of the will of God. Have the heart of God on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank God for you today because, yes, you do have a purpose. Yes, you do have a destiny. Yes, there is something for you. We magnify God for you. We glorify God for you. Hallelujah. This is what I release. This is what I command. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, shed la bosa. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you on today for tuning in. Please tell someone that SMFC Global Prayer Warriors will also follow me as I follow Christ. Ministry in Motion comes on today at 3 o'clock on the Christ Family Network. All you have to do is type that in your computer, Earl. Go to ChristFamilyNetwork.com. Forgive me. And click on, right click over there on the menu, just click on Havah Broadcasting Network. And then at 3 o'clock, you will see Ministry in Motion. We will be releasing the word of God. We will be teaching. We will be preaching. God has moved so much. God has blessed us so much. And so we want to be able to bless you. So you will have that midday manna. You might need a little bit more. We know it's a little early in the morning, and you might just need a little bit more. It's not a problem. All you have to do is tune in at that time. Tell someone. Also, we come back on live, everybody, at 6 p.m. Same channel, ChristFamilyNetwork.com. Birthing the Kingdom. You can view us live. If you can't remember all this, you might be driving in your car listening to this. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page and you will see FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. It gives out our gives you the instructions on how to tune in, or Ministry in Motion. If you haven't liked our page, please like it today. We would love to have you. We would love to encourage you. So go ahead on and like our Ministry in Motion page. But we will be back at 3 in prayer, teaching, and we will be back at 6 live. All of this live. God has blessed us to now be on TV and Blog Talk Radio. So we don't want to grieve Holy Spirit by not releasing the words that the people need. Invite someone. Please invite someone. This is what we will delight in. We want you to invite someone. Also, just during the week, we still have Tuesday night pop prayer. Pop prayer is prayer over prophecies. If you've ever gotten a prophecy in your life, but it has not come to pass yet, not a problem. Don't worry. Don't fret. Call in. We unify our faith with yours at 9 p.m. Tuesday nights. You could dial into 712-432-0111. Access code 532-190. We are there from 9 to 10 p.m. praying, just being on the wall, on the wall, on the wall, on the wall. Also, guys, oh God, the prayer summit is coming up next weekend. We will be in 12 hours of prayer, 12 straight hours of prayer, starting July 22nd at 6 p.m. All the way till 6 a.m. Saturday morning, July 23rd. Please dial in. Be with us. Sometimes you ever have those nights where you can't sleep? You don't know why you can't sleep. Maybe God is calling you into prayer. So we would love for you to tune in. We will be doing a prayer marathon, July 22nd through July 23rd, all night. Somebody just say all night. We will be wailing all night. We will be interceding. That number is 712-432-0111. Access code 532-190. So once again, we would love to have you all tune in for our prayer summit. It's important for us, saints of God, to be on the wall. The word says pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Do you know what that means? So this is why we have to stay on the wall. If you have not gotten all of that information or couldn't write it down, not a problem. All you have to do is tune into our Facebook page, and you will get everything that you need because we do keep you informed. And also, I just want you to just let me do one more prayer. I believe we also have someone who can pray with you live today. I'm going to see, sister, are you able to pray with us on today? Your mic is open. God bless you. Your mic is open. Do you have a prayer request or would you like to pray? Can you hear us? Okay, amen. So we bless God on today for you and with you. Thank you for tuning in. But we're going to have one more prayer before it is time for us to almost be off the radio today. I want to release a spirit of prosperity for God's people today. I want to command that today. So this is what we will this is what I will be praying for right now to help us be that head, right, and not be the tail. So I am going to get ready to do one more prayer, one more commandment, and I'm asking you to just draw your mind in right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We magnify you right now. and we glorify you right now. But Lord God, I'm asking you, not just on behalf of myself, but on behalf of my sisters, my brothers, the world right now, that we will earnestly remember, Lord God, these are scriptural commandments, that you give us wealth, power to get wealth, rather, God, that we may establish your covenant that you swore to your fathers at this day. That's Deuteronomy 8, Lord God. You will give us power to get wealth in the name of Jesus. And then you go on to say over in Proverbs, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner finds its way into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. I release that upon the people today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, over in Ecclesiastes, you tell us, for to the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering up that he may give to one who pleases God. So that right there says, Lord God, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So you said, release it unto us in the name of Jesus right now, Father in heaven. We thank you. Also, it says in Isaiah, and I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. I want to be called by God's name. I want him to know my name. I want him to hear my name when the angels ascend and descend on the ladder of heaven. So we are commanding that for your life on today. Psalm says, yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. I speak that the land all around you will yield the harvest that you're looking for, that will bring up the fruits that you have planted seeds before, that God will release unto you that this thing on this day in the name of Jesus. Also, I release upon you that over in Jeremiah says, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. That means every word that has been spoken. Hallelujah. There we go with that prophetic word. One more time. That means God is going to perform it. It might be a little time, but lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye age abiding doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. So encourage yourself with those scriptures on today. It also says in Psalms, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. So if you feel like that things aren't straight, if you feel like you got lumps, humps, and bumps, if you feel like that you got a indentation or an open wound, God is going to perfect those things that are concerning you in the name of Jesus. It also says in Psalms 68, blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits. Okay, so every day we are loaded with benefits. You need to remember that. You need to command that. You need to decree that each and every day. Get up saying, I am daily loaded with benefits. I lack nothing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. These are the prayers, listen, that we pray. But I want you to know that you can always go back. I don't think I've ever said this. Our prayers are archived. If we're not on live radio, you can go back into Blog Talk Radio and just type in FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and you can grab those archive prayers that we do each and every week. Release them into your homes. Just let them play. Release them into your hearing. You might be getting dressed or cooking, whatever the situation. Prayer should resonate in your home. Prayer should resonate in your spirit. We thank you for tuning in today. We are so excited that you did. And we are running out of time. And so we are going to be getting ready to tune in for our closing song. But I just wanted to be able to encourage you all on today. Wanted to be able to let you all know that we love you. We're unifying our faith with you. And if you ever need anything, just look to the hills. Someone's coming to your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
When we receive the word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say God. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church. Let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.